CBC Home Video. Force 4 Entertainment presents Jinnah on Crime, White Knight, Black Widow, with narrative description by Audiovision Canada. Underwater, a scuba diver checks his air gauge, then turns to his partner.
Honey, time to surface. I'm getting short on air.
Hey, but let's get one last shot at the starfish, okay?
Connie picks up a starfish as the man films her with an underwater video camera.
Hi, kids! Say hello to the starfish!
A car plunges into the water.
Get out of the way, Connie! Hard guy! Connie, out of the way!
Robert!
The car begins to sink.
Oh, my God! Robert, be careful!
Robert hurries to the car and looks through the windshield. A man is trapped inside.
Unlock the door!
Robert tugs at the door handle as water fills the car.
Unlock the door! Connie, get in the door!
Connie swims to the other side of the car.
Get in there! Oh my God! Connie!
The water rises to the man's mouth.
I can't open the door!
It rises over his head.
He's going to drown!
Robert pounds on the window as the car sinks deeper. The car snags Robert's regulator. The car hits an underwater ledge as Connie swims to Robert.
Oh my God, Robert! Your air hose!
Robert pulls off his mask and regulator and breathes through Connie's backup mouthpiece. They swim to the surface as the car continues to dive. The man lies dead inside the car. Sun shines on the high-rises of downtown Vancouver. At the offices of the Vancouver Tribune...
Isn't there any crime in Vancouver? Doesn't have to be murder. Mayhem will do on a slow day. No? Thanks.
He hangs up.
Jinnah! There's a hole on the front page with your name on it.
Frosty, I've drunk at 1,000 wells of emptiness.
Frosty shakes her head. A box lands in Jenna's lap.
Do you want me to open it for you, or are you feeling brave today?
You can't be too careful in my line of work, Crystal.
Crystal watches with a tall blonde man as Jinnah unwraps an East Indian doll.
Which line of work were you referring to exactly?
A lucrative sideline. And I can get you both in on the ground floor, make you rich.
Another Jinnah get rich scheme. Yeah, I don't buy dolls.
Not any doll, Roger. Rare collectibles. A doll with a difference. It's all part of a diversified multi-level marketing plan, and the dolls are just the tip of the iceberg.
Jinnah! Stop playing with dolls. I need a story.
Oh, Frosty, it's a crime-free day.
Well, what about the salmon farm corpse?
Oh, you mean fish fertilizer Fred?
He opens a computer file.
Murder has been ruled out in the discovery of the decomposed body found in the pens of Westville Salmon Farms near Earls Cove. Turned out to be a suicide.
Radio has zip on the 4 o'clock news. We don't report suicides unless it's someone famous, right?
And then very carefully.
Roger, anything for business worthy of the front page?
Yeah, Venture Corp's just published their earnings report.
And?
Roger searches his messy desk.
Is anyone in jail? Fled to the Cayman Islands or dead?
No, but they made a ton of money.
Frosty turns to Jinnah.
I'll see if Graham has something.
He picks up the phone.
Graham!
Craig, buddy, I need a lead story. Anything?
Sorry, Hakeem, got nothing for you.
An ambulance pulls away from Sergeant Craig Graham.
Where are you?
Fort Elk Cove, okay? It's a routine accident. Car went in the water, one fatality. No story. Gotta go.
Craig hangs up and Jinnah grins.
What you got?
Something that might just plug your hole. My inherent instincts always lead me to the front page.
Jinnah triumphantly leaves the Tribune office. Soon after, he drives up to the cove. He steps out of his SUV and watches a body being wheeled into the coroner's station wagon. The sunken car is pulled from the water with a crane.
Craig, buddy!
What are you doing here? I told you, there's no story. Car came off the road, through the trees, into the water. Routine accident.
Oh, if it's so routine, what are you doing here?
I'm supervising.
Either this was no accident or the victim's a celebrity.
The Attorney General wants to keep a low profile on this.
Okay, forget the crown. Do you think it deserves a low profile?
No, but I'm just a lowly civil servant.
Well, then let me shine a little media spotlight on this. Come on, give me a name. All right, I'll get it somewhere else.
Wait. Come here. You treat it like an accident until I can prove otherwise, right?
Sure.
Sam Schuster.
Sam the Sham?
The biggest shark on the exchange.
Looks like the shark is sleeping with the fishes.
That's fun.
Who called it in?
A couple of divers shooting underwater video. Sloan, Robert, and Connie.
Are they still around?
No, they were in shock. They got rushed to the hospital. No visitors, Hakeem.
A high-profile financier drowns in his car. Accident, suicide, or murder?
Hakeem, we just said you're treating it like an accident, remember?
Craig, no one wants to read about an accident. The guy had more enemies than the Treasury has loonies. I'm going to pursue the could-have-been-murdered angle.
You start speculating murder, all you're going to do is panic the financial community.
Panic sells papers. Sorry, my friend.
Jinnah waves as he walks away.
I'm sorry, too.
Craig takes out his cell phone.
Hey, guys, let's get some B-roll before the interview.
Elsewhere...
Thanks.
A pretty blonde woman reaches for her cell.
Rachel Bach.
Ms. Bach.
Sergeant Graham, do you have any file footage on Sam Schuster?
A 2 weeks worth. Why?
You might want to dig that up.
Really? Thanks.
Rachel hangs up.
Hey, guys, come on back. We're out of here.
At the Tribune...
Why would Sam Schuster kill himself in the middle of the biggest deal of his career?
He only had 7 days to secure the option for the mineral rights to the Northern Gold property. He still needed cash.
It was such a hot deal. Why was he having so much trouble raising money?
His reputation. Sam the Sham burnt more investors than the Midday Sun at a nudist colony.
Yeah, word on the street is he was looking for someone to save the deal.
About the Schuster story? The entire business community is watching. It must be handled delicately.
I've got the inside track, Chief.
So I'm assigning it to Sanderson.
The chief turns to Roger.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whiteman.
It's a crime story.
It's a business story.
I think it's actually a TV story.
An accident on the treacherous Squamish Highway took the life of legendary stock promoter Sam Schuster.
Oh, son of a bitch, she found out fast.
Sam's powerful career started in 1975 in the Calgary oil patch. In the late 80s, he hooked up with the ingenious wonder kid Neil Thompson. The two quickly became millionaires. Schuster and Thompson moved to Vancouver, where they became known as the Terrible Twins of Howe Street, making a fortune.
And making a ton of enemies.
Schuster and Thompson went their separate ways in the 1990s after Schuster married former Calgary Stampede queen Donna Henderson. Schuster's sudden death leaves his company's bid for Northern Gold in doubt. This is Rachel Bach reporting.
Story's all yours, Roger.
Chief Whiteman leaves. Jinnah turns to Frosty, who follows Whiteman into his office.
Sanderson can't handle this story.
The Attorney General just phoned me. He's concerned about Vancouver's reputation in the world money markets.
Well, what about our reputation as a paper? We're bowing to political pressure.
I may appear to listen to the AG. That does not mean I have to let him tell me how to run my newspaper.
Then it's Jinnah's story.
Frosty, what drives Jinnah? What is the most important thing in the world to him?
His byline on the front page.
Denying him the story is only going to make him work harder to try and get it. I will wager he is on the case already.
You're unbelievable.
In the newsroom...
Visualize the headline, Roger.
Howe Street trembles. Schuster deal in doubt.
Roger, this is about murder, sex, greed. Schuster sinks to deadly depths, victim of dirty dealing.
I can't stand that headline up.
Yes, we can. There were witnesses, Robert and Connie Sloan.
No one can get to them. Mrs. Sloan won't talk to the media.
Jinnah leaves. At the hospital, Connie visits Robert in a private room. Jinnah peers through the window. He notices a nearby flower cart. He grins.
Thank you so much.
Connie admires a bouquet of flowers.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're a true hero, Mrs. Sloan.
You're saying you couldn't get the door open?
No. I tried to get him to open it, but he didn't move. He just kept shouting. His speech was slurred. Maybe drunk.
You could hear him?
Robert nods.
Were you filming when this happened?
The police have the camera.
So what happened when you made it to the surface?
Nothing. Really. Connie, just...
Robert freezes.
In your own time, Robert.
I saw a strange man.
What do you mean, strange?
On the shore. In the shadows of the trees. He was holding a stick or something.
I didn't see anything. Well, do you think you were hallucinating?
No. There was someone there.
Jenna smiles. At the crime lab.
I still don't understand why you had to call in the TV news. I asked you to give me some time. I asked you to treat it like an accident.
My inherent instincts tell me it's murder.
I also told you to stay away from the Sloanes. You didn't.
Well, lucky for you, I didn't, because he swears he saw someone on the shore.
A potential eyewitness. He didn't mention that to me.
Well, I guess I jogged his memory.
Preliminary autopsy report?
The coroner hands Craig a file, then glances at Jenna. Reluctantly, Craig nods his approval.
No sign of drugs or alcohol. Cause of death? Drowning.
Accident, murder, suicide. Could you narrow it down for me?
Well, if he'd lived another month, it would have been moot. His body was riddled with cancer. Terminal.
The coroner, Dr. Akins, leaves.
Jenna?
Later, at the Tribune, Frosty edits Jenna's story.
What makes you think Schuster's death is suspicious? If he had cancer, it points to suicide.
Well, Robert Sloan said he wasn't moving, but he was shouting something.
Like what?
Well, if you believe Rachel Bach, he was saying, it's my party, I'll die if I wanna. I think the poor guy was crying for help.
Oh, what about the unknown person at the scene? Can we call him a suspect?
I prefer a shadowy figure.
Oh.
Come on, it's a hell of a lot more dramatic than an unknown person.
Yeah, it has a way of coming back to bite us on the ass. Now, you get me a killer lead, or I go with Sanderson's business story.
Okay, how about this? Police are investigating a shadowy figure seen at the site of Sam Schuster's suspicious death.
Are they investigating?
Graham's personally looking into it.
You have 10 minutes to write it.
The next morning, in a residential neighborhood, Jenna shaves in his bathroom.
So?
His beautiful wife walks in.
Why didn't you wake me last night?
I tried. You're dead to the world.
I'm awake now.
Me too.
They kiss playfully.
Mom, I'm going on a field trip. I need a consent form. Son, you guys get out of here.
This is why you're an only child, Celine.
Maybe tonight?
Sure. Which hotel were you thinking of?
Make it an expensive one.
You bet.
Let's go.
Later, at a press conference...
As acting head of the Schuster Group, I intend to fulfill my husband's wishes and complete the deal. Northern Gold is the find of the century. We will be in a position to exercise our option by the deadline.
There's a rumor a stop trading order is about to be issued on your company.
That's a good question. I see Richard Karani from Market Sentinel. He's responsible for regulatory control of the stock market. Perhaps he would like to address that.
Of course.
Karani stands.
Well, contrary to the rumors, our regulatory commission is not contemplating a stop trading order. The Schuster Group still has a week to finish the purchase of the Northern Gold property.
Sandy, I put everything we have into this. And I'm confident that we'll be able to get all the financing we need.
By ripping off investors like your husband did? Do not do business with these crooks. They're liars. They don't deserve to breathe our
look,
air.
I'm sorry. I don't know you, but...
How much money did you lose to Sam Schuster?
Sam screwed me. I lost everything.
Reporters follow as the protester is dragged out.
Sorry about that. As Sam would say, it's time to focus on the future. But that's it. Thank you.
Donna Schuster leaves the podium.
Mr. Karani.
I'm sorry, Mr. Jenna. No, I don't have time. Talk to my secretary.
I don't get it. When a CEO dies, doesn't Market Sentinel automatically issue a stock trading order?
Here's how it works, Mr. Jenna. I have discretionary power, and the management team assures me that they're behind Mrs. Schuster and that they will complete Sam's deal. Got it? Ms. Bach, you wanted a statement, didn't you?
Yeah, we're right over here. Jenna?
Rachel? Excuse me?
Rachel and her camera crew leave with Karani. Jenna notices Donna and her assistant with a blonde man.
Neil Thompson. Hakeem Jenna, Vancouver Tribune.
It's
been a long time since you were separated from your House Street pal. Oh,
yes, Sam and I had some great times, and I will miss him. But I'm here now to support Donna.
Oh, so you're in business with her?
No. Actually, I'm in herbal supplements. Ginseng, puchao, and chun ti, which is an herbal Viagra. Like a sample?
You're kidding me, right? I'm a natural source.
Excuse me.
Jinnah.
Roger.
I got the protester's name. Len Birnbaum.
Fantastic. So, what's his story?
Oh, they hustled him out pretty quick, and, yeah, that was it.
Great. You know, at this rate, we're going to have this case solved by 2010.
They leave. Later, at the crime lab...
Sounds lousy. It's mostly the sounds.
Jinnah watches the scuba video with Craig.
We can't open the door! Robert!
He's going to drown! And that's it? Nope. It turns out Sam Schuster took out a life insurance policy shortly before he died. $7 million. Beneficiary?
Donna.
She's only talking through her lawyers, though.
Leave the lovely widow to me.
Jinnah leaves. Soon after, at a marina, Jinnah walks with Donna's assistant.
I just need 5 minutes of a time.
I have express orders not to disturb her.
And you are?
Oh, sorry. Gavin Davies. I'm Mrs. Schuster's assistant.
Donna emerges on a huge yacht.
Mrs. Schuster, I have a few questions.
I said all I had to say at the press conference.
You didn't mention the $7 million insurance money.
Oh, look, sorry. I'm going to have to
ask
you.
I'll give you 5 minutes.
Nice to have met you.
Jinnah climbs onto the yacht.
So did Sam take out the insurance before or after he was diagnosed?
Diagnosed?
I know about the cancer.
Shocked, Donna looks away.
I thought you knew.
Who told you this?
The police report, the autopsy.
He didn't tell me.
Do you think this had something to do with his death?
You mean suicide?
Did he leave you a note? Any signs he was saying goodbye?
No. No, but a few weeks before he died, he was very upset. And then suddenly it just lifted. And he was calm.
Mrs. Schuster, you're aware your husband had many enemies. Anyone angry enough to kill him? A protester at the conference.
Len Birnbaum?
At the press conference, you said you didn't know him. Mrs. Schuster, could Len Birnbaum have murdered your husband?
I don't know, Mr. Jinnah. There were no witnesses.
Apparently, there was one.
Later, Jinnah returns to the cove. He remembers.
We couldn't save him, Mr. Jinnah. His car was dragging Robert down. I had to get my husband to the surface.
Accident, murder, suicide. Could you narrow it down for me?
If he had cancer, it points to suicide.
The Attorney General wants to keep a low profile on this one.
I didn't see anything.
On the shore, in the shadows of the trees, silence of the dreams.
Jinnah climbs a hill to the trees above the cove. He finds a rundown trailer in a small clearing. He approaches a sheet metal awning and passes through a collection of handmade wind chimes. With a machete approaches.
Hold there.
Jinnah turns to the huge bald man.
Hakim Jinnah, Vancouver Tribune. I have a few questions.
Questioner at the gate. Hic et Arthurus. Rex quandam. Rex que futuris.
He stabs the machete into a table.
Enter.
Glancing at the machete, Jinnah follows the man inside, where a fire burns in a wood stove. The man sits.
Really like what you've done with the place.
Sit you down.
Jenna perches on the edge of a table.
There was an accident near here yesterday. Did you see it by chance? Witnesses saw someone match your description on the shore. You're a hard guy to forget.
As the man continues glowering, the smile fades from Jenna's face. Jenna notices a red smear on the wall.
Is that blood?
Mine, by God. No others.
He pours himself a coffee.
And you live alone, Mr.?
Jake. Poor servant.
Any family, Jake?
Alas. Lost. Lost. All gone.
Jake sits down again.
The victim was a Sam Schuster.
Jake looks up.
You seek the treasure like the Red Knight of Wrath.
Jake draws an axe.
You want the Sun Grail? It's paid for in blood.
He chases Jenna out of the trailer. He hurls the axe, and it wedges into the side of an abandoned car. Jenna bolts. Jake slowly returns to his trailer. At the police station...
So this Jake was shrieking about knights and Sangreal. He even threw an axe at me. There was blood all over his wall.
Really, someone should call the police.
Anyone close to Schuster who might have wanted to hurt him?
Everybody checks out. Neil Thompson was hosting the AGM of the Canadian Herbal Medicine Society. Donna Schuster, shopping with her sister. Birnbaum was at work.
How about the personal assistant, Gavin Davies?
He's been with the Schusters for 5 years, no record. You really think Crazy Jake saw something?
Oh, yeah. But he's not exactly your average witness.
All right, I'll have him checked out. You want to come along?
No, I've got a story to write about a widow and an insurance policy. I'll catch you later. Good luck.
At a community center across town.
Manjeet, Seema's here to see you.
Jenna's wife, Manjeet, steps out of her office.
Good morning, Mrs. Jenna.
Oh, you look wonderful.
You must be counting the days before the baby's due.
My husband's very excited. But
is there a problem?
Sunal has taken all of our savings to invest. I tried to discuss it with him, but he just got angry.
Don't tell me finances are a man's job.
Seema nods.
What did he invest in?
Northern Gold. He heard a rumor. He thinks he can triple our money. I'm so afraid we might lose everything.
But there is a community forum on investments tonight. I want you to come to the meeting.
Thank you, Mrs. Jenna.
And bring your husband.
At an Indian bakery, Jenna buys some sweets.
Here's Rachel Bach reporting that story.
It's officially still an accident, but questions continue to surface about the death of Sam Schuster, which has resulted in investor panic, driving down the value of the Schuster Group. Rachel Bach, CXBC, reporting.
The forecast heading for the lower mainland...
Turning away from the TV, Jenna leaves. A Tribune newspaper box carries an edition with the headline, Schuster recently insured for millions. Jenna carries his sweets through an Indian community. He steps into a store and waves to a middle-aged man in a kurta. Jenna notices a little girl admiring some of his dolls.
You like the doll?
Mm-hmm.
Which one? Not that one?
Mm-mm.
You sure?
You.
He gives the girl a doll.
You will not obtain wealth by giving away your dolls, Mr. Jinnah.
It's a lost leader, Mr. Puri. Soon all her friends will want one. Anyway, what's up? You sounded a little parishan on the phone.
Oh, I am troubled, Mr. Jinnah, most troubled. Many in our community are in danger of losing everything because they invested in Northern Gold.
I know. It's a mess.
There are rumors. It has been stated that Kirani has overstepped his authority and recommended Northern Gold to some favored members of our community.
Watchdog of House Street.
People listen to Kirani. He's one of our own.
Don't tell Kirani that. He's spent his life proving otherwise.
Mm. Your wife has set up a community meeting for tonight.
She has?
Yes. In fact, Mr. Kirani has agreed to be there.
If you could find a way to be there.
Oh, you mean ask him a few tough questions, not let him off the hook?
Perhaps. Lead him to be more forthright.
Manjeet versus Kirani? Wouldn't miss it for the world.
It's a pity about Schuster. In the end, wealth matters little. When we die, we all go empty-handed.
Mr. Puri sips some tea. Later, at the community meeting...
Hi.
Hi.
Manjeet meets up with Jim.
So, is this your idea of a hot date?
Will you accept a rain check?
Mm-hmm. And what's the forecast?
Mr. Kirani, thank you so much for coming on such short notice.
My pleasure.
We should be having a good turnout.
Excellent. Nice to see you again.
Jinnah holds out his hand, but Kirani ignores it. Shortly after...
Northern Gold looked sound. But the unexpected can always occur, like the sudden death of a CEO. But this is an act of God.
Oh, very convenient.
I'll take the first question from the floor.
Seema and her husband stand.
My name is Sunil. I invested our life savings because you recommended it, Mr. Kirani. And now you are saying I might lose everything? What about our future?
I understand, and I am sincerely sorry. But the fact is, I don't recommend offerings. I simply approve them.
You haven't always been quiet on the subject of Northern Gold, though, have you? And now your silence is hurting these people's investments. Or is that, too, an act of God?
With all due respect, Mr. Jinnah, what is really hurting this community's investments are the negative media reports focusing on the death of the CEO, suggesting murder without a shred of proof. If the truth be told, that is what is sending your investments plummeting.
Everyone turns to Jinnah.
He is blaming you?
At the Tribune office...
To me, you stop sticking your nose in our business.
Yeah, may I suggest you do that to yourself, sir?
Jinnah hangs up.
Another threat?
Yeah, now they're blaming me for the potential collapse of Northern Gold.
Jinnah, I found some stuff on Len Birnbaum, the guy who interrupted the press conference.
That's fantastic, Roger.
I thought his name rang a bell, so I checked back through op-ed pages. He did have a vendetta against Sam, and he wrote a ton of threatening letters.
Birnbaum assaulted Schuster. He had a restraining order against him.
Soon after, in a large atrium, Jinnah approaches a janitor.
Len Birnbaum?
Hakeem Jinnah, Vancouver.
I know who you are.
Birnbaum goes back to his work.
You accuse Schuster of drowning in money while you're barely able to stay afloat. An apt metaphor, wouldn't you say?
I had strong opinions.
Ah, so you killed him.
I hated him, but I didn't kill him.
Well, yeah, what about the police restraining order? You assaulted him.
I shoved him. He wasn't hurt. Look, the bastard cleaned me out.
Well, the bastard's dead now. So, what's with the continuing personal vendetta?
I have to warn people. Sam cleaned out a lot of investors. Maybe I should call my lawyer.
I'm not a cop. Nothing you say to me can be taken into evidence. You can talk to me anytime. Come on, let's go grab a coffee.
Birnbaum nods, and they leave together. Later, in an office lobby...
Roger!
Jinnah. What are you doing here? This is my story.
Just filed papers to get my collectibles company listed on the exchange. So what's Kirani saying?
I'm still waiting to talk to him.
I'll be in touch, Rachel.
Thanks for calling me in. Bye, Richard.
Richard?
Jinnah.
Rachel steps out of an office.
Nice doll.
Rare collectibles. You can order them on the web.
Hmm.
So, what did Kirani tell you that was so enlightening?
Oh, just watch the news tonight, Jinnah.
She leaves. Later, on the newsroom TV...
A new geologist report shows findings for Northern Gold appear to have been inflated. It could be that House Street has another Briex-type scandal on its hands.
Typical TV pretty
in
pictures.
In an exclusive interview, Market Sentinel's Richard Kirani explains,
I was shocked when I received the report this morning. We're going to have to re-examine the whole deal.
Nice scoop.
Do you believe Sam Schuster could have killed himself?
Well, let's just say he won't have to answer any questions or face a jury, will he?
Oh, the son of a bitch. Richard, you're so lucky you can't label a dead man.
Well, Karani never told me any of this.
Cancer in a worthless gold mine. It looks more and more like suicide.
What game is Karani playing?
What's Karani got to do with it?
He's feeding Rachel back, right? Always painting a picture that suggests suicide, never murder. Ask yourself.
Why? Because it's the truth?
No. Sam Schuster was murdered.
Assuming you're right, how are you going to prove it?
Jinnah grabs his cell phone.
Graham. Akeem Jinnah.
Akeem, get your butt down to Aiken's lab.
What?
Development in the Schuster case.
Craig hangs up.
Maybe I won't have to.
He hurries to the crime lab.
So, what you got?
Hey, we don't know yet.
I transferred the sound from Sloan's underwater camera to this computer audio program.
But we watched this tape already.
Filtering out the underwater noises. Voice ID indicates more than one male voice.
The second voice has to be Schuster, right? And what's he saying? I don't know yet. I haven't heard it.
So for the moment, this isn't evidence.
That's right. Whatever you hear, you are free to report.
Now I'm enhancing Sam's voice alone.
Terrible way to die. Wait. Hear that back? Looks like we got ourselves a murder investigation.
The next day at a gym.
Sam Schuster cried out, "They are trying to kill me," making a financier an eyewitness to his own murder.
Manjeet listens as her colleague Poonam reads the Tribune.
With the overriding question being, who stood to gain from Sam Schuster's death? Well, Jinnah was right all along.
Usually is.
That is work. Hey, what do you think of Richard Karani? He's pretty hot, hey?
Oh, yeah. You don't know the guy. Richard Karani has no respect for his family. I think he's too big for his own community, I guess.
Yeah, but he's done very well.
Exactly. He's a quickers. Richard Karani is only out for Richard Karani.
Well, it's not like Brad Pitt is knocking on my door.
Someday.
Meanwhile, Rachel tosses a paper onto a desk.
You let me go at the wrong angle, Richard. You were so sure it was suicide.
I never said it was suicide, Rachel. I said everything never points.
Never mind. Look. If Schuster was murdered, who did stand to gain? You gotta give me something.
Let it go, Rachel.
She sits stubbornly on Karani's desk.
Okay. Take another look at the widow.
Thanks.
She leaves. At the community center, Manjeet heads for the phone.
Sunshine Community Center, Manjeet here.
Manjeet, my love.
Can you take the rest of the afternoon off?
Why?
Well, I filed my story early, and I was wondering if we'd meet up at home. I could crack open a bottle of Amarone, and who knows what the rest of the afternoon might bring.
I could slip out in an hour.
You couldn't make that a half an hour, could you?
No.
You know, Sanderson, I've decided to give the Schuster story a top priority. We have the front, the three pages inside the bill. We are setting up the boardroom now as your very own war room.
Yes, sir.
I expect you to stay ahead of the competition. Also expect a fresh, new idea.
You got it, Chief.
I can Jinnah here?
Jinnah, Glenn Birnbaum. I got something here you should look at.
Uh-huh.
It's a letter from Sam Schuster.
Uh-huh.
I think you should see it.
The angry Mr. Birnbaum just got a letter from the late Mr. Sam Schuster. In this case, he couldn't return to sender.
Soon after, in the atrium.
I got it right up here. It arrived today, and it's postmarked the day before his death. And that is Sam Schuster's personal seal. He says he's sorry he let me down. He intends to make restitution.
Right. It'll be a cashier's check.
The P.S. in handwritten Hebrew. What does that mean?
Sorry. I flunked my bar mitzvah.
Birnbaum leaves the letter with Jenna. Later, at a small funeral, a casket is lowered into the ground. The solemn rabbi stands before the grave. Jenna approaches, but stops nearby. He notices Neil Thompson attending the funeral, and Donna with her assistant Gavin. The rabbi tears the kriya on Donna's lapel. She picks up a handful of dirt and sprinkles it on the coffin. As the funeral disperses, Jenna approaches the rabbi.
Rabbi, please, forgive an intrusion by a peaceful son of Ishmael.
Hakim Jenna, you're welcome here. What, I'm a crime buff.
Jenna pulls out the letter.
This has some Hebrew writing in it. I'm hoping you can shed some light on Sam's final state of mind.
Kapara. Atonement.
Atonement? Like penance?
The Jewish version. Sam Schuster was Baal Tshuva, a Jew who returns to his faith. Sam had accumulated great wealth, but at the expense of others.
Thank you.
The rabbi leaves.
Kapara. He needed to atone those he had wronged.
He notices Donna and Gavin saying goodbye to a gentleman. He follows them to their car. They stop. With a nod from Donna, Gavin leaves.
Sam was atoning for his wrongs. Did he wrong you?
In what way?
Was he having an affair? For you?
Is that the cliche you're writing, Mr. Jenna?
I'm writing a murder story, Mrs. Schuster.
Husbands and wives have affairs all the time. It doesn't mean they don't love each other.
He must have wronged someone, enough for them to kill him.
I loved my husband, Mr. Jenna. I didn't kill him.
A man you were just talking to. He looked familiar.
Our lawyer, Morris Abrams.
Jenna turns to Mr. Abrams.
Top marks for persistence, Mr. Jenna, but I can't tell you what's in Sam's latest will.
So you agree? He did draw up a new will. Did he cut Donna out?
Sam's new will was drawn up after his cancer diagnosis.
Any chance he left Donna penniless?
Actually, she could get more, but there are provisos.
Why the sudden generosity? What, she found out he wasn't leaving her much?
This is off the record. I don't represent Donna. I represent Sam. I'm telling you this to save my client's reputation. If this ends up on the front page, have you ever been sued by a lawyer, Jenna?
No, but I have a feeling it wouldn't be very pleasant.
In the old will, pre-Northern Gold, Donna got the yacht and the house. That's all.
So he left Northern Gold to her in the new will?
Let's just say many people stand to benefit from Mr. Schuster's new will and testament.
And when will the reading of this new will take place?
I don't know. Sam insisted on keeping the only copy. It was not recovered along with his body. But it will surface eventually.
But Donna Schuster
knows nothing of this, I assure you. For now, it's in limbo, Mr. Jenna.
Limbo. That's where my story is.
Meanwhile, Craig and an officer approach Jake's trailer. Craig nudges a wind chime. Jake approaches with the axe.
Jacob Davidson.
At the station.
I ran a check on you, Jake. It seems you've had prior dealings with Sam Schuster. Brought that investment group in a couple of years ago. You all lost your shirts. Ring a bell? It's around the time you had the breakdown. No, your wife left. Kids gone. Grandchildren gone. Given all that history, don't you think it is a little bit odd
that Schuster was killed right near your trailer?
Jenna watches through a two-way mirror as Jake prays.
Sanctificator no men to men. Amen. The penitent brought me news of the White Knight. He will bring me a message from across the sea.
Well,
the way I see it, you had plenty of reasons to want Schuster dead. So you killed him. Who could blame you? I'll be right back. Jake.
The blood end up all over the wall of your trailer.
The Red Knight of Wrath.
The Red Knight of Wrath. Is that Sam?
Craig nods at the mirror.
Glad I only have to deal with the dead.
He joins Jenna and Akins.
I do not know what the hell this guy is talking about. He's incoherent.
Not entirely. I think the penitent is Sam Schuster.
Oh, really? Because I thought he was the Red Knight.
Sam went to Jake's trailer.
Well, there's no proof. The DNA analysis shows that the blood on the wall belonged to Jake, not Sam.
I gotta let him go. The White Knight from across the sea. Do you know what that means?
I don't know. But I think it has something to do with Sangreal.
Good. Well, that clears it up for me.
On the Tribune's TV.
Sources say a stop trading order has been issued against the Schuster Group. The news sent shockwaves to the market with losses of over 100 points in heavy trading. CEO Donna Schuster did not return our calls.
Crystal shuts it off.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Where's Rachel getting all this?
The watchdog, Richard Karani.
What have we got in Karani?
He's an arrogant, supercilious son of a bitch.
He's also legal counsel for Market Sentinel. And he was the regulator in Calgary who ended Schuster and Thompson's partnership.
You never told me that.
I only found out myself.
Soon after, at Thompson's office.
Karani drove Sam and me apart over Athabasca Sands. Sam bailed. He essentially left me holding the bag. I tried to save it, but Karani had created such an aura of suspicion that the deal essentially collapsed.
And you were out of the Schuster Group. That must have hurt.
I do understand that Sam had to cut his losses. I do, but Karani.
What's your opinion of Karani now?
There isn't a guy in Howe Street who wouldn't want to get Karani in a room alone for 10 minutes.
Later.
You knew Sam Schuster in Calgary. You killed a deal between Schuster and Thompson that split them up.
Calgary.
Karani smiles.
That's privileged information. I'm sorry.
At the press conference, you said you weren't going to issue a stop trading order. What made you change your mind?
I read the geologist report.
You never mentioned that at the community forum. I mean, the report.
I'm not a community wet nurse, Mr. Jinnah. I have to answer to all investors in a formal announcement.
Did you have something against Sam's offerings?
What? No, of course not. But I do have my doubts about your doll offer.
He drops Jenna's proposal on his desk.
I'm recommending we deny your request to have your company listed on the exchange. Your business plan, it's inadequate. It doesn't offer your investors enough protection.
You don't have a damn lie, Karani. What is this? Some kind of payback?
I'm just doing my job.
You do that and I make your life living hell.
Are you threatening me, Mr. Jinnah?
You're damn right I am.
Throwing the proposal at him, Jinnah storms out. Karani opens his desk drawer and takes a tape out of a tape recorder. Later, at a bar.
What makes you think Karani's responsible for Sam Schuster's death?
He has history with Schuster.
Well, making money, sure. Murder, that's not his style. You tell me how he profits.
Jenna leaves Frosty and Roger to approach Rachel.
Why do you run with the first thing Richard Karani tells you? Don't you do any research for yourself?
Why do you believe Donna Schuster? She's a suspect.
No, she's not. Karani's using you.
Jenna, you're jealous. I'm ahead of you for once, and you can't stand it.
This has nothing to do with jealousy. Karani has to have a reason for feeding you that info. He's spinning you like a top. Why? To protect himself.
You don't have to listen to this. I'm out of here.
She leaves. Jenna returns to his chuckling friends and pops a cigarette in his mouth.
She's not worth it.
Frosty grabs it.
Cheers.
They drink. Later, at the office, Jenna checks his email.
Sam Schuster at you. Shut up or you'll end up dead.
He grabs the phone.
Hello.
Hi, honey. I'm about done here.
Oh. Indeed. Yeah.
Shouldn't you be at home waiting for me with that bottle of Amarone?
Sorry, my love. I just...
Is something wrong?
Oh, no, no. Nothing out of the ordinary. I'll be home in an hour.
Listen, we can still have our date. Salim wants to sleep over at David's. He'll need to get his things. So, can you pick him up? It's on your way.
Sure. Bye now.
That evening, Jenna pulls up to his house with his son. They climb out of the SUV. Inside, Manjeet carries a basket of laundry to the basement. She turns to the noise.
Akeem? Akeem?
She walks into a den.
You home?
And finds a doll hanging from a noose.
Oh!
Jenna and Salim run down the stairs.
What?
Jenna approaches his doll. A message on the wall reads, "Next time, you're dead." Soon after...
Well, they were in and out quick. They knew what they were doing.
Craig investigates.
It's not what it seems. There's a message to me to show me how close they can get.
Who are they?
The usual suspects. People who've been sending me threats.
You've been getting threats.
I didn't think they were serious.
No?
Good instincts, Dad.
Well, it was a pro job. Whoever did it wants you to shut the hell up. No one's gonna muscle me.
Jenna marches out. The next day, on Donna's yacht.
This isn't a very good time. How can I help you, Sergeant Graham?
Hakeem Jinnah, Tribune reporter, friend of mine. You've been sending him death threats.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really? We traced him to your company.
I think I should call my lawyer.
You do that.
Meanwhile...
Like I told the police, I don't know anything about it. I can't help you.
Are you sure, Karen?
I didn't send you any threats, okay? Look, I don't like what you read about Sam. He was not a selfish man.
I know. He was atoning for his misdeeds.
He put his soul into trying to save that deal. He even found a white knight.
White knight? White knight.
White knight, he will bring you a message from across the sea.
Son of a bitch.
The day Sam died, he met with a Mr. David Lee from Hong Kong. Sam was going to show him the geologist's report.
Has anyone spoken with him since?
No. He left immediately after we heard the news about Sam.
No, why would Lee bail him out if Northern Gold was worthless? May I see the geologist's report? Did you mention Mr. Lee to Donna?
No, I don't trust her. I did tell Mr. Karani at Market Sentinel.
Karani knows about the White Knight.
He said it didn't matter. It was too late to save the deal anyway.
She flips through a file.
The report's missing.
Is there another copy?
Sam personally delivered one to Mr. Karani.
When was that?
A week ago.
A week ago.
She nods. At a press conference...
That's a very good question. We acted as soon as we got the geologist's report today. To protect the investing public, we will be initiating a full investigation.
Is this as bad as Enron and WorldCom?
No comment.
Mr. Karani, haven't you had the report for over a week?
No. Today.
The report was hand-delivered to you last week, Jenna says.
Don't talk to me like that.
Ashamed of your mother tongue or the truth?
Why issue the stop trading order at the last possible moment, he asks.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm out of time. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Karani leaves. Rachel turns to Jenna and smirks. At the Jenna home...
Threats are a part of our world.
Manjeet has tea with Poonam.
Used to it, but I still have the locks changed.
Oh. Well, how's Salim with all of this?
Oh, he's upset. I think he blames his father. It's not really fair, but... Hello.
Mrs. Jinnah, I'm so sorry to bother you.
But Seema is in hospital.
The doctor says she may lose the baby. Could you...
I'll be right there. Seema's in the hospital. They're afraid she might have a miscarriage.
Celine. Yeah, you go. Okay, I'll take care of him when he comes home from school. Manjeet, be careful.
At Karani's office.
I did everything I could to kill Sam's bid. I even stalled to stop trading orders so Donna wouldn't have time to save the deal, but... Jinnah's onto us.
We can handle Jinnah.
Oh, yeah? How? You gonna send him another death threat? No. This is my reputation we're talking about, Gavin.
Just calm down.
No! The money's not worth it. You understand? I'm pulling out now. You're on your own.
Donna's assistant, Gavin, smiles nervously. He opens Karani's desk drawer.
I don't think we want this conversation recorded.
He takes a tape. Across town.
I'm telling you, Craig, Karani's involved in Schuster's death.
Yeah, well, you gotta give me a motive, Hakeem.
Greed! Money's the biggest intoxicant there is.
How does Karani benefit?
I heard rumors in the community, insider trading. Guy's corrupt.
Sure you're not just a little sore that he shut down your doll offer?
Oh, trust me. The watchdog's a lapdog.
Karani doesn't strike me as a natural born flirt.
Did I say he pulled the trigger?
I know what you said. I'll check him out, okay?
Hey, buddy. Ever thought of becoming a reporter?
No, but I always did want to be a dancer.
Jinnah reaches for his cell phone.
Hakeem Jinnah?
Jinnah. It's
Richard Karani here.
Karani sweats fearfully.
What an unexpected pleasure.
It's about Sam Schuster's murder.
I need your help, Jinnah.
Is this a confession, Richard? Did you kill Sam?
I can't talk here on the phone.
We have to meet.
Please, Jinnah.
Absolutely. Where? When?
Call you.
Confused, Jinnah hangs up. At the hospital, Mr. Puri steps into a room where Seema is comforted by Sunil and Manjeet.
How is she?
She's resting now.
Manjeet joins Mr. Puri in the hall.
The doctor says it's stress related. He's concerned she might miscarry.
Oh, God.
Sunil approaches.
This is all my fault. How could I have been so foolish? Seema has been so upset about the money I invested. But I wouldn't listen to her. Now we have lost all of our money.
How much did you invest?
Nearly $50,000. Seema and I had worked years to save it. It was to be our down payment on a house. I overheard Mr. Karani tell my boss that Northern Gold was a sure thing. Now it is worthless. What if Seema or the baby...
No. Do not think these thoughts, Sunil.
Sunil, you need a break. I'll sit with Seema for a bit.
Come, let's go get the tea.
The two men leave. That evening, Jinnah works in the newsroom.
Hello, this is Richard Karani. Please leave a message.
It's Jinnah again. I've been waiting for hours. Me.
As he hangs up on Karani's voicemail, Roger approaches.
Anything I can do to help?
Yeah, find me Mr. Lee.
How am I going to do that?
Oh, come on, Roger. It's a small sacrifice.
Roger pats him on the shoulder.
Fax for you, Jinnah. Karani wants to meet you at his place at 7.
Richard, what game are you playing now?
At the hospital, the men return to find Manjeet in the hall.
Still sleeping.
What does the doctor say?
He thinks the baby will make it. Sunil Seema needs complete bed rest. No stress. She still has 2 months before the baby's due.
Don't worry, Mrs. Jinnah. I'll take good care of her. She will not have to work. And I will listen to her. Thank you for helping us.
He steps into Seema's room.
How can intelligent people risk losing everything?
They are sold a dream.
That evening, at a high-rise condo, Jinnah uses the intercom and looks into a security camera.
Karani, it's Jinnah.
Someone wearing black gloves buzzes him in. Jinna approaches the condo unit. He checks the door handle. He opens the door.
Hello?
He steps into the dark room.
Karani? Karani?
Over here.
Richard, where are you?
He walks toward the voice.
Richard?
Someone jumps him from behind. Jinna fights back. And they fall to the floor. They climb to their feet. Jinna gets slammed against the wall. Dazed, he grabs his head. He snaps out of it when he hears the distant thud. He crawls onto the balcony. Pulling himself to his feet, Jinna peers over the railing and sees Karani dead on the ground.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Soon after, outside the condo.
Secure the area. Put at least six guys on canvas. I want to know what the hell happened.
Craig approaches Jinna.
You said someone attacked you. Who?
It was Doc. I didn't recognize the voice.
You think it was Richard Karani?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's definitely Karani under the sheet. You're gonna have to come in with me.
Hanging his head, Jinna goes with Craig.
I didn't kill Karani.
At the station.
Here are the facts, Jinna. You had a history with Karani. Surveillance cameras show that you were the only person in his apartment. You say you struggled with someone, and seconds later, Karani's dead on the pavement.
I know, it looks bad.
If you didn't kill him, who did?
I don't know.
Jinna stares at the senior detective.
Neil Thompson tells me there isn't a guy on House Street who wouldn't want to spend 10 minutes alone in a room with Richard Karani.
Yeah? And what did you do with your 10 minutes? Why did Karani call you?
He told me he knew who killed Sam Schuster and who was going to be next. Wait. He sent me a fax.
He pulls out the paper.
Give it to me.
It's from Karani's apartment.
What were you fighting over? Was it an accident? Did Karani fall or did you push?
I didn't kill anybody!
Okay. Sit tight.
The detective leaves. Craig follows him, leaving Jinna alone in the interrogation room. Later.
We think it was personal between you and Karani. You were jealous of his influence within the community.
No.
Then you were jealous of his influence over Rachel Bach.
I wasn't jealous. He was using her.
You threatened him, Hakeem.
No, I didn't.
Then what's this?
He plays the tape.
You do that, that makes your life living hell.
Are you threatening me, Mr. Jinnah?
You're damn right I am.
What? Where did you get that?
Karani taped all his conversations.
In print. I meant I'd make his life a living hell in print. The bastard set me up!
Set you up for his own murder? Come on.
Look, if it was anybody but you, you'd already be in cuffs.
Look, the press is going to be all over us either way, right? Because it's him. So why don't we issue a release saying that he's a person of interest?
Okay. He can walk. But if he skips town, it'll be your ass in a sling.
The detective leaves. The next morning, Frosty arrives at the police station.
I hear they've been giving you the don't leave town speech, eh, killer?
And just when I could use a vacation.
Yeah. You didn't really do it, did you?
Well, what do you think?
Well, no one on this planet thinks you did it. Oh, with the exception of Whiteman and that gang that thinks aliens kidnapped Elvis.
That many, huh? So, do I get the front page?
You are the front page.
What exactly happened at Karani's house that night?
Outside, Rachel leads a media scrum.
Jenna, do you have anything to do with Karani's death?
Are you going to plead guilty? You guys get a real news story somewhere else. Move.
Elsewhere.
You promised to help me, Neil. We still have a couple of days left to save Northern Gold.
Donna, just listen to me. It is hopeless. I tried to get a white knight, but Karani issued the stop trading order. That means no one is going to come on board now.
Then we'll cut a deal with the second bidder. We'll bring our investors to him.
Why bother? I mean, the deal's worthless.
Gavin, get out.
Listen, Donna, listen to me.
Gavin leaves.
You're not thinking rationally.
Who is the second bidder?
All we know is it's a numbered company.
Well, who's the name behind the number?
It's almost impossible to find out. It's based in Hong Kong.
At the Jenna home.
Fighting broke out overnight between rival factions along the Israeli Pacific Ocean.
Manji?
Hey, Roger.
Hey, Roger. So, I found your missing white knight, the mysterious Mr. Lee. He was in Whistler. And now he's back in Hong Kong, and he is not talking to reporters.
Guys, I found it.
Hakeem Jenna, reporter for the Vancouver Tribune, was released after questioning. No charges were laid, but police are saying that he is a person of interest in the mysterious death of Market Sentinel's Richard Karani. Rachel Bach.
That's enough of that. Great. My dad, the accused murderer. Maybe you can be my socials project.
Roger telling me he has to go to school to present projects.
Hello. Oh, yes. He's here. Just a moment. It's a white man.
What a nice guy. Must be concerned for my well-being.
Yo, boss.
Later, at the Tribune.
If you take me off the crime beat, you might as well fire me.
Fine, you're suspended then. I can hardly have a crime reporter who's a suspect in a murder case.
I didn't kill Karani.
Consider yourself lucky. Jenna, stay away from this case. Let the police do their job.
But they haven't done their job. They didn't find Mr. Lee.
Jenna, I want your word on this.
You have my word. I'll be cleared of this, white man.
Jenna storms out. Frosty shifts in her chair.
If Jenna goes, I go.
Whiteman smiles.
You son of a bitch. You did it again.
Out in the newsroom.
So? Did Whiteman... Did he... Are you what?
I'm suspended. Until my name's cleared.
What? I can't suspend you. What am I going to write without you?
Jenna sighs at Roger.
What have you got? The most I've been able to dig up is some background on Jake. His real name was Jacob Davidson. He was a prof at UBC. His specialty was medieval studies. He lost his job after he started living in his own textbooks.
Medieval studies. Well, that explains a lot, Roger.
Where are you going? I thought you were suspended.
To see a black widow about a white knight.
He leaves.
A white knight? That's not what Neil says.
On the yacht.
After Sam died, I asked Neil to help me save the deal. He couldn't find a white knight.
But Sam did. David Lee from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong?
Sam met with him the day he died. Lee was going to save the deal. Donna, two men are dead. We have been framed for the murder.
Gavin listens in.
If the deal goes sour, who stands to gain?
If we don't raise the full purchase price for the Northern Gold property by the deadline, it goes to the next highest bidder. We lose the deal.
But if there's no gold...
Gavin makes a phone call.
Sam told me this was the deal of a lifetime. I believe him.
Who's the second bidder?
A numbered company in Hong Kong.
Could it be connected to David Lee?
Double dealing? I don't know. And neither of us are in a position to go to Hong Kong. Are we?
Donna smiles. And Jenna smiles back. Later, a plane flies into Hong Kong. On the streets, a group in a dragon costume dances. Jenna steps out of a taxi. Avoiding the firecrackers, he approaches a building. Inside, Jenna walks past a beautiful courtyard garden.
Close.
Good morning, he says to a passing gardener.
Yes, of course. Thank you. I'm sorry you've come such a long way for nothing, Mr. Jinnah. Mr. Lee is not available.
Jinnah shrugs his eyebrows and leaves. He pops his head back into the reception area.
Perhaps you can confirm something?
The secretary, Ms. Wong, smiles.
This numbered company, is it one of Mr. Lee's subsidiaries?
One moment, Mr. Jinnah. Yes. Yes, I will. It is not a Lee company. It's a boiler room in Kowloon. Low-end telemarketing of junk stocks.
Numbered company, telemarketing. A little surprising.
Well, you'll find Hong Kong is full of surprises, Mr. Jinnah.
Funny girl.
Grinning, he leaves with the address. Kowloon. Jinnah weaves through a busy street market. He matches the address to the one Ms. Wong gave him. He takes off his tie. Jinnah climbs the stairs to the telemarketing office. At the police station.
Okay, I don't know what I'm looking at. Could Karani have been killed before going over?
No. The bruises would have looked different. He saw the ground coming.
Drunken accident?
We ran the standard tox test. Nothing. There was something unusual, though. His liver should have been flattened, but it was enlarged.
Second level tox screen?
Be ready in an hour.
A good man, Akins.
In Kowloon.
Our stock sales operation is only one part of this facility.
Selling's my life, Mr. Chan. Can I call you Jibby? Trust me, I can sell pork to pigs.
Well, your resume is as good as your accent, Mr. Jiwa. Very marketable commodity.
I'm also fluent in Hindi, Punjabi, Urdu, and a smattering of Swahili.
And most telemarketers aren't so fluent. Why can't you get a better job?
My last boss, he thought my tactics were a little too hard sell.
There's no fooling you, he says.
I don't have a work permit.
Oh, here's your spot. Available stocks will appear on your screen.
How secure is the phone?
Safe from outside, yes, so pump away. But I monitor all calls at random.
I'm anxious to get started.
Jimmy steps away. Sitting at his computer, Jinnah puts on a telephone headset and sticks his gum under the desk. He dials the phone as Jimmy steps into a private office. Jinnah waves at him.
Hello.
Hi, Auntie Mina. How are you? He says. It's Hakim. How's the weather in Tanzania? I just wanted to hear your voice. I got a free call. I'll write to you later. He gives Jimmy a thumbs up. At the crime lab.
What do we got?
Second level tox screen does indicate an unusual substance in Karani's blood.
I'll bite. What kind of substance?
Datura stratmonium, aka devil's apple. It's a natural poison common to Asia. Causes loss of motor control, paralysis. The Thuggee of India called it DAT.
Why didn't DAT show up initially?
Well, you have to have a reason to look. We didn't have a reason until now.
What's this stuff's reaction time?
Almost instantaneous if injected.
Causes slurred speech?
Akins nods.
Do we have any blood left from Sam Schuster?
We do.
Run the same test on him.
In Kowloon, Jinnah slips a disc into his computer. He tries opening the server. He he successfully hacks into the mainframe. He opens a file on the numbered company and accesses the company officer's biographies. He clicks on a file called CEO, and a photo of Neil Thompson appears. Jimmy answers his phone.
Yes.
The nosy reporter seems to have disappeared from here.
His name is Jenna. I'm emailing you a photo.
Neil emails Jimmy. Jenna's photo appears on Jimmy's screen.
He's here.
He's what?
Jimmy hangs up. Jenna notices and quickly saves the files to the disk. Grabbing the disk, Jenna stands. Jimmy runs to catch him as he heads up a flight of stairs. The other telemarketers join the chase into the building's steel rafters. Jim directs his men. Jim ducks out of a hallway and finds a hole in the floor. He slides down a pipe. Jimmy's men pass overhead. Jenna rushes along a corridor of pipes. He approaches an Indian janitor. Brother, they are chasing after me. Help me, he says, and the janitor points him toward the exit. Jenna steps into the street.
Son of a bitch.
A black Mercedes pulls up. Ms. Wong opens the door.
Ms. Wong?
Mr. Lee will see you now. I told you Hong Kong was full of surprises.
Jenna climbs into the car. As they drive away, Jimmy and his men run into the street. Back at Mr. Lee's courtyard offices, Ms. Wong leads Jenna past the garden.
Please wait here.
Jenna sits and turns to the gardener. The gardener smiles meekly. Jenna gets an idea.
You've done a wonderful job here. Very yin and yang, I would guess. It's all about balance. Light is balanced by dark. Rugged and hard by soft and flowing, as is small by large. Mr. David Lee, I presume.
Very knowledgeable, Mr. Jinnah. Tea?
I'd kill for a chai.
Soon after.
When Mr. Schuster was found dead, I decided to return to Hong Kong.
Why didn't you complete the deal with Donna Schuster?
Do business with a woman suspected of killing her husband, Roger. A black widow.
You could have gone to the authorities.
Wasn't Mr. Richard Krahani the authorities?
But you and Sam had struck a deal.
Yes, at Whistler.
And now that Sam's dead, you're still interested in Northern Gold.
Yes, I am.
They sip their tea.
Have you discovered who the next bidder is?
Neil Thompson. Chan's only a front man. The company's actually owned by Thompson. See, Thompson lied when he said he didn't blame Sam. He hated Sam, and his revenge was to kill Sam's deal. Seems like a long way to go for revenge.
Greed is most often the companion to vengeance, Mr. Jinnah.
But that's the hole in the theory. There's no money in Northern Gold.
Mr. Lee smirks.
Is there?
Mr. Kahani chose to reveal just the first part of the geological report. Only a little bit of gold. But...
He reaches into his pocket and pulls out a pouch. He pours diamonds into Jinnah's hand.
Part two of the report showed a huge diamond deposit under the gold.
Oh, my God. Diamonds.
More than enough to drive a man to murder, Mr. Jinnah.
Mr. Lee, Sam was killed 2 hours after his meeting with you. Any idea where he was heading?
No. But he did mention something about, Capra.
Atonement.
penitent one.
Jenna remembers Jake.
The penitent brought the news to the White Knight. He will bring me a message from across the sea.
The White Knight. But who's the Red Knight of Wrath?
Jenna flies back to Vancouver. Shortly after, Jenna pulls up to the community center. As he gets out of his SUV, a motorcyclist races past him.
Moron!
Inside, Manjeet is heading down the main corridor when Jenna enters behind her.
Manjeet!
I have been worried sick. I'm taking you home.
Not now. I need you to take this to Graham.
He gives her the disc.
What's on it?
Files from Hong Kong proving Schuster's old partner, Thompson, was next in line for Northern Gold. I'll explain later. He's our prime suspect.
And where are you going?
To deliver a message from across the sea.
Kissing her forehead. He hurries out the door. Soon after, Jenna gets out of his SUV. He hurries to Jake's trailer. He barges in.
He shall never escape my hands.
What ails thee, uncle?
Jake sits back down.
Where have all my noble knights become?
All you investors went down with you. Sam came to see you, to apologize, to return the Sangreal, the Holy Grail. He gave you back your good name, Jacob Davidson. In God's name, help me restore his. I bring a message from the White Knight from across the sea.
Jake turns to him.
What's the treasure the Red Knight seeks?
Jake picks up a metal pole and pulls a roll of paper out of the end. Jenna reads it.
Sam Schuster's new will. This, what the Red Knight wanted.
A red steed of iron, he wrote. Red was his helm. Black was his visor.
You mean motorcycle? He attacked you.
Like a coward from the army.
Jenna pockets the will.
He may come from the front the next time. I'd make yourself scarce.
Stepping outside, Jenna dials his cell phone. Police station.
You've reached the desk of Sergeant Graham. Please leave a message.
Graham, it's Jenna. I know you'd like to arrest me, but I've got some more information for you.
I know you're here, Jenna.
Without disconnecting, Jenna slips the phone into his pocket.
I know you're here. Tell me, Neil, how do you enter Schuster's death in your ledger? Sam was a liability, the diamonds an asset. Is that how it went, Neil Thompson?
The diamonds were the payoff beneath the pot of gold, under the rainbow.
I hope Sam's deal would die. But Mr. Lee forced your hand, so you killed Sam.
Yep, I killed him. Just like I'm going to kill you.
You're good at paying other people off to do the work for you. Richard Karani.
You set me up for Karani's murder, like you set me up in Hong Kong. And by the way, you're fired.
Wrong. I quit, Neil.
The motorcyclist pulls up behind him.
Don't forget your severance package.
The cyclist draws a gun and shoots Jenna's shoulder with a dart. He drops to the ground. Gavin takes off his red and black motorcycle helmet. Barely conscious, Jenna recognizes him. At the police station...
Thompson was next in line for Northern Gold. Hakim said he's a prime suspect.
Where is he now?
Said he had a message to deliver.
Try his cell. Wait, he called here.
Craig checks his voicemail.
Graham, it's Jenna. I know you'd like to arrest me, but I've got some more information for you. Meet me at...
Meet me where, Hakim?
Tell me, Neil. How do you enter Schuster's death in your ledger? Sam was a liability, the diamond's an asset. Is that how it went? Neil Thompson?
He's with Thompson.
The diamonds were the payoff beneath the pot of gold under the rainbow. I hope Sam's deal would die. But Mr. Lee forced your hand, so you killed Sam. Yep, I killed him. Just like I'm going to kill you.
Oh, God.
Very good at being close to your dirty work.
How are you feeling, Jenna?
At the trailer.
Is this what you used on Karani?
Devil's up. You will be conscious, Jenna, but unable to cover the biggest story of your life. And death.
At the police station.
Graham, it's Jenna. I know you'd like to arrest me, but I've got some more information for you.
I know you're here, Jenna.
Listen, what is the sound in the background?
Information for you.
I know you're here, Jenna.
Wind chimes. They're wind chimes.
These are Jake's.
How far?
It's too far. I'll call Highway Patrol on the way.
All right, I'm coming with you.
Jake's gone. We'll go find him. And bring him back.
Gavin hurries to his motorcycle.
So, Gavin's in on this.
Yeah. He hated Sam almost as much as I did. It was easy to turn. Humiliation, lack of advancement.
We have him follow Sam. When Sam... left Mr. Lee. You ambushed Sam. Drugged him. You sent him into the sea.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Too bad you won't get to write it. A crime reporter tracking the story ends up at Jake's trailer. He kills you with an axe. And then... in a final act of madness, commit suicide.
Neil douses the trailer with gasoline.
By burning down his own trailer.
Neil grabs the axe. Jenna watches helplessly as Neil raises the axe. Jake hits Neil with the pole, knocking him unconscious. He crouches beside Jenna. Gavin returns. Gavin charges Jake. He knocks him over. Picking up his pole, Jake climbs to one knee and prays.
Peter lost him.
He stands. Gavin charges again.
Now at the death they come.
Jake jousts Gavin off the bike. Both men fall as the bike flies through the air. Jenna grins as Jake sits up. Jake climbs to his feet. He approaches Jenna.
Question her at the gate.
Later, at the Tribune office...
God's sake, Jenna. You can't start a story with a quote from the Bible.
Well, the guys from the art section get away with it all the time.
Well, you have 5 minutes to convince me.
He sits at the keyboard.
For what shall it profit a man that he should gain the whole world
yet lose his soul. Sam Schuster's quest for atonement cost him his life, but he repaid those who had faith and regained his good name. For the story, Neil Thompson, who pawned his soul for wealth and vengeance, is charged with the murders of Sam Schuster and Richard Karani, as is his partner in crime, Gavin Davies. Jacob Davidson, given a new shot at life, returns to the real world from a long exile in Avalon and meets the grandchildren he never knew. Few attended Richard Karani's funeral. Wealth matters little. When death comes, we all go empty-handed.
Well, we can slap a subhead over the byline and we can call it a personal essay.
Jenna kisses Frosty.
Fine, enough. Cup.
She pours them scotches.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, there's a hole in the story. What happens to Donna?
The widow gets to write the ending to this saga.
Later, on the yacht, Donna reads the new will.
Sam's new will. Half of Northern Gold goes to you.
And the other half goes to?
All the investors Sam had wronged.
Her mouth hangs open.
Register this new will and Sam's atonement is fulfilled. Or you can simply let Sam's original will stand.
This is the only copy?
Yes.
I don't think Sam was in his right mind when he drew this up.
She tears it into pieces, then scatters them overboard.
I think I know what my husband really wanted. Goodbye, Mr. Jinnah.
He leaves. As Donna looks on smugly,
Donna Schuster made the wrong choice. By refusing to honor Sam's atonement as stipulated in his new will,
goodbye, Mr.
Sam's original will stands. All of Sam's assets, including Northern Gold, which was rescued by Mr. Lee, goes to Sam's investors. Because of Sam's cancer, the insurance company refused to pay. Donna Schuster is left only the house and yacht.
A small nameplate marks Sam's grave at the cemetery. Placing a small round stone on the grave, Jenna kneels and prays.
Sam, your soul is safe now. Shalom.
Wearing a yarmulke, Jenna walks away. This described version of Jenna on Crime, White Knight, Black Widow, was created by Audiovision Canada. The narrative description was written by J.J. Hunt, narrated by Rachel McIver, and produced by Valerie Hunter. Cast: Hakeem Jinnah, Dhirendra, Manjeet Jinnah, Pamela Sinha, Sergeant Craig Graham, Christian Bocher, Roger Sanderson, David Lewis, Crystal Wagner, Vanessa King, Dick Whiteman, Scott Hylands, Frosty, Janet Wright, Rachel Bach, Ingrid Cavalars, Salim Jinnah, Mark Hammer, Ram Puri, John Hamlin, Dr. Rex Akins, Michael Putnam, Donna Schuster, Anne-Marie Loader, Sam Schuster, Ted Friend, Richard Karani, Kaz Anvar, Gavin Davies, Kenton Reed, Neil Thompson, John Ralston. Created by Donald J. Halka. Executive producer, Hugh Beard. Written by Donald J. Halka, Margaret Bard, Bartney Bard. Directed by Brad Turner. The character of Hakeem Jinnah is based on the life story of Salim Jua. Produced with the participation of the Canadian Television Fund. created by the Government of Canada and the Canadian cable industry. Produced with the participation of the Cogeco Program Development Fund and CanWest Western Independent Producers Fund. Developed with the participation of British Columbia Film and Telefilm Canada. Produced with participation of Rogers Telefund, the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit, Province of British Columbia, Film Incentive BC. Distributed by CBC International Sales. Produced in association with Showcase. CBC. Force 4 Entertainment. Copyright Jinnah on Crime Productions 2, Incorporated, 2003.